When I was growing up, the Brady Bunch was the family par excellence for me in my life. You know, story of a lovely lady. And within 20 minutes, excluding commercials, whatever the tragedy the family had to face that week, the washing machine overflowing, or Marcia not getting the lead role in Romeo and Juliet, or the vase that was broken even though Mom had told them never to play ball in the house, Mr. and Mrs. Brady were always able to give some words of wisdom and comfort and support and encouragement, and everything became better and everybody was happy. Would that all families only had to worry about overflowing washing machines or broken vases. Family life is not the Brady Bunch. However, there was always in the show mutual respect for each other, encouragement, support, discipline, and a good moral to learn from. I don't watch a whole lot of TV or movies, so I do wonder, are those shown in movies and shows on TV in family life now? Today, the church holds up for us the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They are the true family par excellence. We may be tempted to think because they are the Holy Family that everything was fine and dandy for them. All they had to do was sit and pray all day because there's Jesus, the Son of God, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and Saint Joseph. So everything had to go well. Well, even in our gospel today and the gospel last Sunday, we realize being holy does not mean everything is perfect. We are reminded that in any family, there's food to prepare and bills to be paid. Work had to be done in the workshop and laundry had to get done as well. Jesus had his studies in Hebrew, and there was a long journey to Bethlehem and wondering where would he be able to find a place for his wife and only can find a stable for her to have his child born in. And then today we hear of Herod and his goons trying to kill the baby Jesus and Joseph having to flee in the middle of the night with the mother and the child. We know Joseph and Mary worried for 3 days as they could not find Jesus. And Jesus and Mary had to face the death of Joseph, and Mary had to look upon the suffering and death of her only son. Through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, there was mutual love, respect, honor, rooted in their love for God and formed in prayer and worship. Being holy for ourselves, too, does not mean we're going to have a carefree life. It means that in the midst of all life circumstances, God is at the center of my life and the life of my family. Do we focus our attention on the Lord and model ourselves after what Christ has left to us in the scriptures, the teachings of the church, and the great sacraments? Both in Sirach and St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the authors offer us keys for family life. Kindness, forgiveness, humility, honor, love of all of these must be displayed from spouse to spouse, parent to child, child to parent, sibling to sibling. And it doesn't always work out that way as easy as it sounds, but it is in the day-to-day living that out as best we can, all the good, the bad, and the ugly, there God is present in our family. That is why the church reminds us today of what we can be and who we should turn to as family. Sister Lucia, who was one of the seers of Our Lady of Fatima in 1917, she died in 2005. And even after the Blessed Mother appeared in 1917, she would appear occasionally to warn Lucia of impending doom for the world. And in one of those occasions, she told Lucia, the final battle between good and evil, between God and Satan, would be the family. What the family is like and how it would live out its vocation in the world. If the evil one could destroy the family, since it's the cornerstone of culture and society and the church, he could distort what it means to be a husband and a wife, to be a father and a mother, of the beauty of sexuality, of the dignity of the sacrament of marriage as the way God intended it to be, or the reverence for the unborn, then he could pull down more people into hell. The evil one is already defeated. Christ began the victory when he was born at Christmas into a family. And his final victory was on Easter Sunday when he rose from the dead. Like a sore loser, evil one wants to have as many of us share in his defeat, and the devil has done so with the church and her clergy already doing a job on that, and so it is trying to do so with family. Today we look to another Holy Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to be our model, our inspiration, our advocates in living and becoming holy families today. They are to help us choose our vocations, to choose our future spouses, and to live out the vows that we make. With Christ at the center, we show to Satan who we stand with and who we want to be a part of now and in the world to come. That with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we can be victorious and share everlasting glory with them in heaven.